One aspect of my walk with Jesus that I especially am fond of involves word exploration in Scripture. He will draw my attention to his intentional use of words. This may be in word order, or in words associated together, or in the consistent application of a word or words across multiple passages. Recently, he reminded me of Romans 15, verse 13, quote, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." I love that he describes himself as the God of hope, and that because he is the God of hope, we may be filled with joy and peace. It is so interesting to me that these two words are coupled together, not only in this verse, but in several places in Scripture. For example, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11, is one of my favorite passages of all of Scripture. In the following verse, verse 12, it says, "You will indeed go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Romans chapter 14 and verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20, "Deceit is in the hearts of those who devise evil, but the counselors of peace have joy." The first portion of Galatians 5, verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace." So now looking once again at Romans 15, 13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in him," we find an important caveat here. As you believe in him. This is our part in relationship with Jesus, what he requires of us. Belief in him. In John chapter 6, it is recorded that Jesus fed the 5,000. The next day, the crowds went to Capernaum looking for him. In verse 26, Jesus responds to the crowd and says, "It is not because you saw these signs that you are looking for me, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." The crowd's response to him was, what must we do to perform the works of God? Jesus' response to them in verse 29 is another impactful life verse for me. His response was, quote, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." Of all the possible responses Jesus could have offered in that moment, he chose to say, "Believe in the one God has sent." As we believe in him, the God of hope will fill us with all joy and peace. The two most important questions you can answer for yourself are, one, what do you believe about God? And number two, what do you believe about yourself in the light of what you believe about who God is? Just some food for thought.